Good morning, folks. It's time for Democratic Perspective, brought to you by the Verde Valley Independent Democrats, a weekly talk show about political issues facing the Verde Valley, Sedona, Northern Arizona, and the nation at large. Join us for a stimulating, thought-provoking discussion. You'll get the facts as we focus on the real challenges facing Arizonans. Good morning, folks. Mike Costantino and I are here today. We're going to be talking about, really it's an update on what's been happening with all this Medicare controversy with the Ryan plan that would end Medicare as we know it for folks under 55 years of age. Do you think it really, the Ryan plan doesn't even resemble Medicare, right, Mike?
Well, not at all. It's a voucher, and it's a voucher program where,
he calls it a premium support program. What's the difference?
Well, the idea is the government's going to give you money to buy private insurance, and it's not going to be enough. That's the bottom line. The reason we're doing this, our third show, at least in part our third show on this, is because it's a big deal and because the Republicans have doubled down on this. When they came up with the plan, they were just talking about the voucher plan, the premium support plan, the plan to do away with Medicare. We keep on saying do away with Medicare as you know it. It's do away with Medicare.
Period. The voucher plan won't resemble Medicare. So however you want to cut it, I mean, there's been some controversy about whether you can say this or that. It substantially will replace Medicare with something else. It won't be nothing. We were not saying that, but it just is not nearly as good. And what happened? There was a election in on the 26th district in your old homeland of Buffalo. What happened there?
Well, the Democrat Kathy Hochul beat the Republican Jane Corwin in a multi candidate race. Judging from the campaign information, the Democrats' use of the Republican attack on Medicare was the determining factor.
But what happened after that? You'd have thought, and then we had Newt Gingrich saying that it was social engineering, which nowadays for younger people means has something to do with Twitter and stuff like that. But in the old days in the South, where Gingrich is from, social engineering was about integration. Integration was social engineering, kind of a code phrase. But anyway, he sort of swung both ways. One of the brightest, I guess, of the Republican candidates took a swing at the Ryan plan, and they just basically ran him out of town on that.
It was the first good statement he made in 20 years. But let's get to costs. That's where certainly Paul Ryan, the representative that introduced this program, was coming from, and the reason for it is, as we're talking costs. So, and I want to frame the argument this way, that the Republicans want to reduce your benefit to save money. The Democrats want to reduce costs of medical costs to save money.
Right. The Democratic approach so far has been to try to make Medicare and the whole medical system's delivery system more efficient. That's harder to explain than just cutting off benefits. It's easier just to cut benefits for folks under 65 than it is to think of ways to make the system work better. And it's a complicated thing, but it's sort of a question. Why should you take a medicine? It costs $5 a day if an aspirin will do the same thing in preventing strokes. So there are dozens of these studies to figure out what really works.
Well, this is really, once again, it's the same old story. The Republicans have a simple plan and a slogan. Medicare is unsustainable. Now, Paul Krugman, a great Nobel Prize winning economist, says that's a dumb slogan. It's not true. Medicare will have some changes, but it is sustainable. And he pointed to all the countries that have single payer healthcare programs, and that's what keep defining Medicare as a single payer healthcare program for older Americans, and using that to save money.
Interesting. I mean, it's a very complex proposal, but one of the things that we could do to save money on Medicare.
That's where I was going. The Democrats have a complicated thing. Republicans are oversimplifying.
But one simple thing we could do is empower Medicare to negotiate for lower drug prices. I mean, why are we not doing that? According to Representative Peter Welch, who is a Democrat from Vermont, it would save $156 billion over 10 years. One little change in the law. The law now forbids Medicare from negotiating drug prices. Why is that, Mike?
Big pharma profits. We know the answer to that.
Right.
Steve.
In other words, that's interest groups modifying what's to be done. It costs Medicare and it costs you folks a lot more money than is necessary. No one's saying that we're not trying to cut big pharma's research facilities, the amount of money they're spending on drug research. We're just trying to bring down the cost for Medicare. And one thing is to do it is to use it's like Walmart doesn't pay the same price as a little tiny company. It uses the fact that it's got so many people involved to lower costs. And to have that forbidden in Medicare doesn't seem to make any logical sense.
Well, I think that's important. That opposition to Ryan's plan is an opposition to lowering the deficit and certainly are lowering costs.
The other thing to remember is that the Republican House voted for Ryan's plan. The Republicans in the Senate, except for four or five moderate, the usual suspects, voted for the plan. If the Republicans had controlled the House of Representatives and the Senate and the presidency, folks under 55 would no longer have real Medicare.
Well, that's it. And Gosar voted for this plan. It's in the whole thing that, and you're so eloquent on this part, that no government the whole anti-government, swing has damaged or certainly goes into this Medicare plan where just some simple adjustments will make it sustainable, as Krugman pointed out, will make it sustainable for a long, long time.
Medical expenses have to be cut, but Medicare historically has been more efficient than private plans, and it's been more efficient in keeping costs down. So I think there's a 30-year study, and the study shows that medical costs have gone up 700% in private plans and have gone up 400% in Medicare. Well, 400% is really bad, but it's a lot better than 700%.
Well, and as we pointed out, that Medicare is, a lot of people credit it for just a better quality of life for older Americans. So we're talking 26% poverty rate back in the 60s. Medicare comes in, and now we're looking at a 10% poverty rate. A lot of people credit medical expenses and not having to take care of so many of those for that improvement in the lives of older Americans.
I don't want to rant against wealthier folks, but I don't think they really understand on a gut level what Medicare means to people. I mean, Joe Lieberman, who's a Democrat, had a proposal to increase the age to which to eligibility for Medicare from 65 to 67 years. But a lot of people don't have good insurance. They're waiting to get on Medicare to have an operation done, to have all kinds of medical procedures, to have their checkups and everything. People are waiting to 65. If you don't treat them, if you don't catch their illnesses when they're 65 and the program starts at, and they hang on and they don't go to the doctor as much, the program starts at 67. It can even cost more money.
Well, that's it. I can't find anybody that's actually on Medicare that's saying anything bad about Medicare. It's a political argument almost exclusively. Medicaid, according to the Congressional Budget Office, we're just seeing all these signals that the single-payer health care works so well. Medicaid is 27% less for children, costs 27% less for children than private insurance. Medicaid costs 20% less for adults than private insurance. It's efficient. It works. Maybe it needs some looking at and some constant monitoring by those people that run the program, namely the taxpayer. But they are, people wait to get on to Medicare to get their health care done. As you pointed out, it's an effective
Medicare in Arizona is called Access, and they're cutting more and more people off.
Headlines in yesterday's Republic was how not to get cut off of Access.
Right. In other words, if you're on it, you, people were kind of like going on it and dropping off it. You get a job, you go over the amount and so forth and so on. What they're saying is that people are going to be cut off once they drop out of the program. They're not going to be able to get back on it.
So what are we trying to say? We're trying to say that one of the, I think, tactics are to really obfuscate that if they can keep the truth, like Medicare is going away from coming out for the next year and a half, then they'll be successful. And, well, and that's why they're bringing a lawsuit to the TV station, which is pretty scary, for saying exactly what we're saying here, that we're calling Medicare, Ryan's plan, a voucher program. And he wants, they're suing to stop them from doing that. Ryan called it demagoguery. He said people like us are trying to scare the people into something that, showing that the program is something that's not. But it's certainly exactly what it is.
I think we've been very accurate and very fair about the program. And I do think that folks who are in positions of power and stuff and have a great deal of wealth do not really understand, I said this before, the visceral importance of Social Security. The more money you have, the less important Social Security is to you when you retire. But for a lot of folks with modest means, it's very, very important to them, and so is Medicare. A loss of Medicare benefits would be devastating on people's income, which shifts money that they can use for other things into the medical costs in a radical way.
And as we pointed out, our representative voted for this. Republican presidential candidates are on record as supporting it, although Pawlenty is kind of hedging his comments a little bit. It's interesting. Some people see the wave elections we talked about when we were talking to Celinda Lake, the Democratic strategist on this show a while ago. Talked about 2008 being the Democratic wave, 2010 being the Republican wave, and 2012 being the counter-Republican wave, however that might turn out. Well, and remains to be seen. But Medicare is going to play a role in it, and we've shown that.
So the thing is, I think what's happening is this. The argument was fairly simple. You could take one side or you could take the other side. If you really believe it's the only way to save Medicare, to cut cost benefits, you can take that side of the argument. But now it's going to get complicated. We hear terms like Obama raided Medicare because he put in a program that will over several decades, cut costs. But it's a cost savings program. It's not taking any money from the program. And so we're about to get into a complicated argument where they're saying, oh, well, Democrats were going to do the same thing we're going to do.
Right.
Or Medicare is going to collapse. If you don't do what we say, you're going to lose Medicare entirely. If you don't do what we say, you're going to lose Social Security.
Well, that's what Krugman was pointing to, is kind of and where Obama took his plan from, or at least it looks that way, that Medicare has got to become smarter, and that's where it goes over a long period of time with those savings, and it becomes less open-ended, and we'll talk about that. And a lot of this stuff, ladies and gentlemen, is available on our website, www.vvid.org. We do have a phone number if you have any comments or concerns. It is 928-203-5890.
We're old folks, so you'll probably, you know, we'll probably be taking our nap when you call.
That's
but leave a message.
203-5890. VVID.org is where we have all our backup documentation.
Also, we work full-time, which means we might be working.
That's
give us a call. Visit the website. Next week, privatization. Mike will be here, Bill Timmerman. Interesting topic. Like, do you actually save money by privatizing public services?
It's a natural follow-up to this, because that's certainly the other argument, is that privatize this and all these problems go away, and we'll talk about that next week.
Thanks for joining us. We'll hope you listen in next week for our take on privatization.
You've been listening to Democratic Perspective, brought to you by the Verde Valley Independent Democrats, a weekly talk show focusing on the political issues facing the Verde Valley, Sedona, Northern Arizona, and the nation at large. Catches every Monday morning after the 8 o'clock news, right here on AM 780 KAZM. It's beautiful out there, folks. Have a great day.